Well, my special guest this afternoon is life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow. It's nice to be chatting with you, Sally.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So we last caught up a couple of weeks ago, and a lot has happened in those couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your suggestion is to stay out of the fear for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But let's explore that a bit more. I mean, some of the benefits of not allowing ourselves to get wrapped up in that whole fear mentality, anxiety kind of sense of where we are.
Most of us are probably the same at the moment, where we seem to be oscillating from emotion from day to day. And, of course, that creates such a huge rise in our stress hormone, cortisol, and also adrenaline, both which are used in times of fear or stress as a protective system for us. But right now, we could be actually, you know, experiencing very high levels of fear and stress all day long, every day.
One of the best ways to stay out of fear is living in the present moment. So rather than allowing our head to run down rabbit holes of what may or may not happen, is staying in the present moment. So some simple thoughts and tips, Sally, as to how to best remain present in the present moment.
Yeah, it's to look around you and just, first of all, look around, okay, what's solid in my life right now? Because a lot of this is caused by uncertainty. And so one of the things is to just ground yourself actually in the present moment. Okay, where am I? Okay, I'm in my home and I'm safe. I have food to put on the table. My children are with me. I've got fresh air to breathe. Those are things ground you immediately. When you live in the present moment, when you're out of that stress and anxiety, it allows your own intuition to take over. And so, you know, I say to people all the time, go back to a time when you didn't think you'd survive something and you did. What were the steps that you took? Go back to that.
Sally, you mentioned there about staying in the present moment, taking stock of what's around you. And some of that can be, of course, taking stock of the things that we're grateful for. And we've talked about the importance of gratitude before. So tell us a bit about the effect that gratitude has on us, our bodies and our well-being.
Yeah, look, there was a really interesting study out of the US on how the practice of gratitude can increase your happiness quotient. So you can actually, by practicing three daily gratitudes, like writing down three daily gratitudes a day, and they'd be different ones, your level of happiness can actually rise. It makes us kinder, more gentler human beings. Also, to get a reality check, you know, I have a greater empathy now and understanding for my great-grandparents and what they must have gone through in the Great Depression and the World Wars. When we consider, we can kind of romanticize those times. When you think back to that Great Depression where there was no food and people were knocking on the doors, we're not there. We're very fortunate in this country. We still have good supply of food, good supply of toilet paper. We've got, you know, houses. We've got government subsidies that are helping us. Is that we will survive this. We will get through this. But that reality check and being grateful for what you have instead of worrying about what's in the future, just stay right there. And that allows you to begin to create much better solutions.
Staying out of fear, living in the present moment, and the importance of gratitude. A couple of things there that we can take on board from my special guest, life coach, author, and speaker, Sally Tebow. Sally Tebow's website has more information, sallytebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, sallytebow.com.au. Sally, as always, you look after yourself. Thank you for your input. We will talk next week.
Thanks, Tim.